where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day.
I got a double reception this time.
Never happened before.
Thanks, though, Glenn. It's nice to have you with us tonight, really.
Well, it's nice to be here, Bing.
Glenn, you know, with Fred Allen and Connie Boswell on the program, you seem to be loaded here.
I have no use to me hanging around. I think I'll just go out in the audience and enjoy myself.
Oh, you'd better stay here on the stage, Bing. We may be able to use you.
Okay, pardon me, fellas. Hey, Bing, whom do I see about getting a script?
Well, Fred Allen. Move right in, Fred.
I hate to bother you, but where's my script?
Oh, you don't need a script for this show, Fred. We just sort of kick it around, ad lib around here.
Incredible.
What do you mean, incredible?
Well, you're in radio, Bing. If you keep up this careless, happy-go-lucky attitude, you'll never have an ulcer. The badge of the perfection.
I don't want one.
Why, if you don't change your ways, you never will be able to enjoy the thrill of crunching chum as you scream at your psychiatrist. Beaten sofa.
I can't help it.
You stay relaxed like this, thing, and your blood pressure will never get any higher than your Hooper rating.
You see.
What was that? Did Petrillo just pass by?
The orchestra, Fred. They're tuning up.
Oh, tuning up. Yeah. Now, why didn't they tune up before the program?
They just got here.
Will somebody get me an Alka-Seltzer?
Meanwhile, Fred, what about me doing a little tuning here?
Well, do something, Bing. I'm a nervous wreck. This is the first time I've ever been off the air for 10 minutes.
The music cue, if I've ever heard one, Fred. I'll fly right in.
I don't like men, women I don't like too. Do I like anyone? I don't, but I do like you. I don't like milk, spinach I don't like too. I don't like anything that's good for me, but I do like you. Am I mad? No, just my attitude has always been very unconventional. Do I care? No, if you think I am strange, it is intentional. I don't like men, women I don't like too. I think that I don't even like myself. Maybe silly, but it's true. Baby, you're the one exception. I do like you. I do, I do, I do like you.
Bing, very jolly indeed. Now, do you mind if I sell a couple of portables?
Not at all, Glenn.
Uh-uh, Mr. Crosby. This is the radio that I know. You had me fooled there for a minute, you know, pretending to take it easy. While all the time you've been secretly flogging your announcer with the commercial.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
We just slip a commercial in now and then when we have something to say.
You mean your commercials on this program aren't a must?
The word must is taboo around here.
Taboo? The fellow who's on the elephant?
No,
astounding. Astounding. There are no vice presidents at Philco.
Oh, scads of them. But if we mention that there's a Philco portable available, they're very, very happy.
Well, what about the advertising agency man? You know, that truant officer in the gray flannel suit bearing red carnation?
Oh, yeah.
The guy that, you know, the fella grabs your lapels and insists that you get the Philco plugs in.
Oh, he's down at two stores with the rest of the boys.
Oh, really?
Calls up now and then, sees the show's on, everything's all right.
To think that I should live to see this day.
Remarkable?
Remarkable. Even the agency man is transcribed. Being on wax, in other words. This is the city Shangri-La with a microphone.
Not only that, Fred, but our commercials come from Philadelphia by carrier pigeon.
By a carrier? Supposing the pigeon gets lost.
Well, it happened only last week. We had to run up the Columbus Circle and call over 300 pigeons before they found the one with the Philco message on it.
Hey, did tonight's bird arrive yet, Glenn?
Yes, Bing, and there's a note here that mentions the Philco table model with the new automatic record changer. Great set, loaded with power. Or let's see, how about that big Philco radio phonograph like you've got with a new kind of tone arm? I think Philco calls it the dynamic reproducer. Really makes your record sound out of this world.
It is.
Once the people hear it, they'll buy that Philco anyway. So let's try the whole thing for now, Bing. What do you say?
I think so.
Okay, Fred, stand by. Believe it or not, I'm going to work.
My heart is a hobo, loves to roam through fields of clover, hates to have to think things over. And though it's wrong, I sing along. My heart is a hobo, loves to go out berry picking, hate to hear alarm clock ticking. It isn't smart, but that's my heart. When hopes are out at the elbows, dreams are run down at the heels. My heart refuses to worry, except about rods and reels. My heart is a hobo, loves to pull from Omar Khayyam, hates the stodgy guy that I am. And though it's strange, I just can't change my heart.
The same time the orchestra did.
Well, it doesn't often happen, Fred. It's about an 8-to-1 shot.
Really?
Yeah.
The window broke.
It's 3-to-1/3.
Well, hello, Miss Johnson. Fellas, it's Sonny Bosworth.
Certainly nice to see you, Johnny.
Oh, much nicer to see you, Bing. I see me all the time. Having any fun in New York?
Padding here, padding, Johnny.
Small angle.
Into New Orleans. Quite a bit of fun around New York, Johnny. Listen, why don't you and I get together some night? Go down to Nino and Nella's and spear a few clams a la casino or something.
I love clam bait. It's a good idea, especially if we can huddle around the piano and wobble out a few old ballads.
Now, wait a minute, Bing.
Well, hello there, Fred. How'd you get out of the alley and what are you doing here?
Nothing. This girl used to stick to her
Nothing, Connie. I haven't even got a script.
Fred, what was wrong with what Connie and I were saying?
What was wrong?
Harry, it's persiflage.
Well, I know. It's you get it on the fly. I mean, you have to have a net to enjoy it. With that dialogue, yes. Dean. Connie came in, made three ad libs, then said something that was written here, which was very dead. You said it's nice to see her. She said it was nice to see you. She asked you if you were having any fun in New York. You said yes. Then you talked about going out to dinner someplace. Well, you sound like two old friends that met accidentally on the street.
Well, what's wrong with Connie like two old friends?
Well, it's too natural, Dean. On radio, you have got to get laughs. The yucks are important.
The yucks.
Now, Connie should have come in, if this was a regular program, Connie should have come in here and made some hilarious crack about your hair or the bags under my eyes or perhaps your clothes. Don't you know people are supposed to insult each other on the air? With that outfit you have on now, Connie should have said, you look like the pot at the end of Finian's rainbow.
Well, Fred, then why can't people act normal, just like human beings?
Well, you cannot be a human being in radio, okay?
Sure.
Not even the executives. They they run through the halls on all fours. Nice. You cannot be human. Being you...
All you'll hear from Travel is not this.
He has no authority over here.
Not at all.
You cannot be human in radio. You have got to tell jokes. You know, a joke like the man with the loose false teeth. He walked into the Empire State Building, said hello, and four elevators went up.
Speaking of entertainment...
The click was in the joke.
Johnny, what are you going to do tonight?
Well, I really don't know, Bing. What do you want me to do?
Well, I don't care, Johnny. Whatever you want. You want to recite a poem or... Tell us your favorite recipe or do a card trick or something.
Say, if I'm not intruding, I have a novel idea.
What's that?
Now, Miss Boswell is a singer. How about having her sing a song? Revolutionary, I know.
Very clever.
Let's pioneer.
Man, this boy's really sharp, Bing. How come we didn't think of that?
Say, if you'd write things down around here, you wouldn't have to think of it.
You got a tune in mind, Constance?
Okay, well, Bing, how's about me knocking a little Chibaba Chibaba?
Oh, I'd adore it. Fred, come over and sit down. I'll simmer a little. With
you know, Bing, someday you're going to go too far.
All right, we'll get away.
Chibaba Chibaba Chihuahua and Chihuahua Kukala Goomba. Chibaba Chibaba Chihuahua, my bambino go to sleep. The baba to baba to wawa and the lawa kuka la goomba. The baba to baba to wawa, my bambino go to sleep.
Bambino go to sleep.
All the stars are in the skies, ready to say goodnight. Can't you see your darling sleepy too? Close your drowsy little eyes, mama will hold you tight. While she sings a lullaby for you. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, and the lawa kuka la goomba. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, my bambino go to sleep.
Bambino go to sleep.
Baby, in the treetop, now when the wind blows, the bed will rock and if the bob breaks, the bed will fall. Oh, chibaba, 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 rock-a-bye, oh, rock-a-bye, oh, rock-a-bye, oh, chibaba, 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 chihuahua, and the lawa. Tula, 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 baba, baba, chihuahua, my bambino, you go to sleep. All the stars are in the sky. Ready to say goodnight. Can't you see what doll is sleepy too? Close your drowsy little eyes. Mama will hold you tight while he sings a lullaby. Rock, my baby. Baba, baba, the wah, wah, and the la, wah. Tula, 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 baba, baba, the wah, wah. Oh, my bambino, for the trees, the baba, baba.
Stylish, Connie. Just as flashy as your recent record of it,
well,
I thought.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Benson.
You know, Fred, Chababa Chababa is supposed to be a lullaby. Did Connie's arrangement ever jump too much for your jangled nerves?
No, I always find music rather soothing, being.
You sing?
Well, only in the bathtub, and then the best I can do, being, is the Super Suds commercial.
Well,
unless I get a request.
I'm sorry we don't have a bathtub here tonight.
Well, I'm surprised that you haven't with this setup. I recognize three plumbers in the brass section here. The only other song I know, Bing, is an old English tune. I used to sing it at vaudeville with my old partner, Wilkie Barr.
Fred, meet your new partner. Let's do that song.
It means that you and I are going to sing a duet, you know, just the same as you do with Al Jolson.
Yep.
The original Al Jolson.
Yeah.
What's the title of your song, Fred?
Keep on smiling.
That's the way I want you to be, optimistic, Fred. You want to take the lead or the harmony?
Well, 50-50. You do the throat part. I'll handle the nose part.
This would make a sensational blend. Will you assist us, John Scott?
Keep on smiling. Keep on smiling, too. Though you may feel blue, a smile will pull you through. Clouds may gather up in the sky, but by and by the sun will shine.
Yes, the sun will shine, so
keep on smiling, keep on smiling too. Don't let trouble trouble you. Don't sit down and start to pine, although the weather's none too fine. Hang it, make your own sunshine, and keep on smiling too. Keep a little smile upon your funny little dial every mile up the road you do. Though you're feeling fed up, you must always keep your head up till the dark clouds turn to blue. Give up your complaining, or it isn't always raining, and eventually the sun will shine. You'll discover that your father and your mother and your sister and your brother and your lover will discover that the sun will shine. Don't begin to cry because you haven't got a house and everything is up another bob or two. If you know you're getting wacky, if you can't get a taxi, you can run a car to walk a mile or two or three or four. Joke a little, tap a little, smoke a little, laugh a little, every time you feel inclined to pine. Grin a little, bear a little, do a little, dare a little, let the world believe you're doing fine. Give a little, care a little, live a little, make a little atmosphere of shine. And keep on smiling to love me.
I'm surprised we came out together. This is work for Sigmund's face.
A toxic gas is there somewhere. Very good, though, Fred.
Well, thank you, Bing. I saw a man from the album of familiar music just beckon to me from the audience. Did you suppose, Bing, that Jolson was listening?
He was either listening or picketing, I don't know. But singing is good for you, Fred. Singing and a hobby. You happen to have a hobby?
Well, I wanted to take up golf, but my sponsor insisted that I use Tenderleaf tee ball. Well, they were all right for putting, but I couldn't get much of a drive with them.
You tee them up?
Well, yes, I tried it. It didn't work.
Little rude.
Caddy was a keckle.
Oh,
my tee. Oh, a tee caddy. There's a joke there someplace.
Well, let's not bother with it.
No, if we had another hour, we could go into it thoroughly. But I did have another hobby.
Years ago,
up in Maine, I collected lobster claws. But the depression came, and I felt the pinch. Yes.
You do? Fred, why did you collect lobster claws?
Just for that last line, Bing. And I'm sorry I went to the trouble now.
go into it further, Fred, but right now I'd like to present a talented young man who is playing college stage hereabouts with his band.
Good.
I refer to Skip Henderson. Skip is at the Steinway, and my guess is that his selection is going to be Miserlou. Indeed, and be sure and let us know where you and your band are opening and when in New York.
I must borrow Brother Everett's tuxedo and fall in on you sometime.
Being I didn't know his tuxedo was so heavy. I mean, just a thought. Being he wears the old iron derby with
Gutenberg, yes.
Am I losing my mind or did a pigeon just fly in?
Well, not being a psychiatrist, I can't answer the first part of your question, Fred, but I can say definitely that bundle of fluttering feathers perched on the microphone is a pigeon.
This pigeon just flew in with another commercial from Philadelphia.
Hey, his feet look pretty sore, Bill. Yeah. He must have been grounded at Trenton and walked in. Dogs are bad.
Fred, do me a favor for me, will you? Feed him this handful of corn while I take the message off his leg.
Feeding pigeons on a radio program? Get me another Alka-Seltzer, somebody.
Here you are, Glenn Riggs. What's the latest word from the Philco man?
Bing, the latest word from Philco is always the last word in fine radio performance. This time, it's that great new development from Philco Laboratories, the Dynamic Reproducer. This new tone arm brings to your home, for the first time in the history of recorded music, the same kind of fine musical reproduction hitherto available only to the best broadcasting studios. And you've never really heard your own records till you've heard them played with Philco's Dynamic Reproducer. You'll find this amazing tone arm exclusively on a gorgeous new Philco radio phonograph in a Chippendale period cabinet, along with Philco Advanced FM and the sensational new Philco record changer. So when you buy your new radio phonograph, look at the leader first. Look at a Philco, famous for quality the world over. Your hand.
Here's a fine song. I want to thank you, folks. Who's in the country right now? Back in Canarsie, they tell me, very popular in Perth and Amboy. And big in Butte, really getting around.
I want to thank your folks for making you as sweet as you are. How else can I express how I feel when press and reveal my love?
the dream that you are. And tell them what a swell job they've done of raising the one I love. Do you recall the birthday party they gave you when we were just a couple of kids? Well, suppose they hadn't thought of inviting me to see what I'd have missed. And here's my thanks to you for making all my love dreams come true. But darling, to be perfectly frank, I really must thank your
Bing, I was looking at the hourglass over there. It's about half empty. Is that a sign we can go home now?
Yeah, you can cut to your casa anytime you feel it. I do hope you enjoyed your Alka-Seltzer in your visit. Did you have a good time?
You know a funny thing, Bing?
Huh?
Being on your show tonight has had a strange influence on me.
Huh?
I haven't been so relaxed since the night I was hit on the head with a blackjack in Chinatown.
I hope this doesn't provoke love.
Well, I can't get over this easygoing type of radio. Gosh, you know, when I go on Information Please, I have to worry about being intelligent.
Yeah.
When I appear with John's other wife, I have to worry about John coming home during a commercial. When I appear on Benny's program, I have to worry about my pocket being picked. Yeah, no worries, no script, just take it easy.
That's the only way to beat this game, Fred. I never let anything worry me.
Well, how can you control yourself, Bing?
Well, if I feel something is going to upset me, I just imagine that I'm out at the old ball game, sitting out there in the sun at a doubleheader.
Yeah?
Ralph Kiner, Hank Greenberg is hitting home runs, way in front, and everything's jolly. Take the old worries right away.
Hey, you were pretty lucky to snag Hank Greenberg, don't you think?
I think so.
Is it true you had to trade Barry Fitzgerald, Leo McCary, and throw in your Oscar to get Hank?
That's just fact. That's gossip. But that's my formula, though. You concentrate on baseball, nothing will ever upset you.
Nothing will upset you. Oh, I'll take the phone call, Bing.
Sure.
I love this ad-libbing. Hello? What? Billy Herman, manager of the Pirates calling long distance.
See what he wants, sir.
Hello, Billy. This is Fred Allen. Oh, he did, huh? Greenberg, huh?
What about Greenberg?
Well, Herman just calling to let you know that Greenberg has a sliver in his finger.
Well, which finger? Give me that phone,
Fred. Now, easy, Bing. Take it easy.
Hello, Billy.
Now, wait a minute.
Well, how did it happen?
Now, relax,
don't
Bing.
Just stand there. Bing. Jeff, get a doctor.
Bing, don't
get
blow
call the Mayo Clinic.
Bing, don't blow your top, Bing. Bing, think, relax, Bing. Think of baseball.
I am thinking about it. Now, look, Billy, you get Greenberg to a doctor right away, you hear me? And phone me every 10 minutes.
No,
phone me every 5 minutes. I don't care what it costs. I'll fly right there after you go get a
Bing, you're going crazy.
Get into a hospital. I'll get me an ambulance.
Bosby's a little upset. Good night, kiddies. Good night, kiddies.
The program was produced and transcribed in New York by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week when Bing's guests will be Ethel Merman and Alec Templeton. And remember, only Philco makes the 1201.